Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our UFA series where individual listeners come in and give me the one UFA they would sign from outside the organization with the understanding they're only getting one this offseason. Joining us today to talk about his choice is Alan Frankel. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing really great today. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, Ken.
I always appreciate you coming on the show, Alan. You bring a lot to the discussion, and Alan, of course, you can follow on Twitter at FrankSports21. Is that correct?
You've got it.
Okay. Very good. So anyway, who is your guy?
My guy is Travarius Ward, cornerback from San Francisco.
Wait a minute. Jimmy Ward, you mean, right?
No, Charvarius.
You mean Charvarius Ward. Okay. Well, this is important. See, this is why we have to ask the question on the show, because Jimmy Ward, I was wondering at that salary figure why that would make sense or not, but wonderful. Charvarius Ward is your guy. What need is he going to address on the Ravens?
He's going to address the Brandon Stevens spot and maybe even some different matchups for Wiggins, give some flexibility to allow us to move Wiggins out to different players depending on matchup.
Okay, fair enough. General, the secondary, had a good year after week 11. They turned the switch as soon as they got rid of the two cylinders that really weren't firing in Williams and Jackson. Ward addressing the third cylinder, which was probably a little bit mistimed, which was the Stevens at right cornerback, a problem that the Ravens had really down the stretch. Their really remaining weakness that other teams picked on. You're not expecting Stevens to be re-signed then?
Correct.
Okay. And in the case of Ward, he's now, let's see, he'll be 29 in May. Certainly meets the Ravens' usual need for an aircraft carrier corner. What would you say about his size? And has he usually played on the right side? I don't know. Has he played the right side or the left side of the defense?
So usually he's played on the right side, and I think he's a very physically gifted player. I think he's, especially at tackling, very good tackler. Pushes guys backwards. I think he has good awareness of when the ball is thrown and closing, kind of playing his zone, closing fast, and making receivers pay when they catch it in front of them in a big way.
All right. Now, like Stevens, he allowed over 8 yards per target last season. So not a big step forward in those terms, not a younger player than Stevens as well. How are you seeing the Ravens' new cornerback depth totem pole working out if they have Travarius Ward?
So I think the thing about Ward that needs to be understood is that he had a down year last year, was dealing with a lot of personal situations. I think he had a daughter that passed, was dealing with a lot of family stuff. Nothing, you know, scandalous or anything like that, but he was dealing with a lot of distractions off the field. He played very well in 2022 and 2023, was in PFF's 101, second team All-Pro. This is a player who has outplayed, I think, or played up to the level of his contract, which was quite expensive, except for last year. And suddenly there's this window here where he's not young anymore. So maybe nobody's looking to give him that 4-year deal, that big contract. But I think he actually is in a great spot to potentially overperform a more mid-level contract over the next 2 years, because last year was a down year that I think was more contributed by off-the-field issues. And I think that once he's refocused this year, hopefully he'll get back to that 2023, 2022 form where he was, I think, very high quality cornerback in terms of run and pass as a three down, no asterisk kind of player. And I think he'll be really, really great in that backside corner spot over Stevens.
Well, the Ravens certainly love a great tackler at corner. He has a 5.2% missed tackle rate for his career. He has been not as successful, I will say, he's reasonably successful with an 82.9 NFL passer rating. Again, that's good, but he's had a lot of penalties over the years. That's been one of the big knocks on him. The Ravens obviously have had a lot of penalties. Stevens was no real exception to that. Are the Ravens going to look at that and have questions?
I think they will, but I also think that he presents some pretty intriguing upgrades over Stevens, because I think he plays the football a lot better than Stevens. His in-game timing in terms of getting his head around. But also, I think that Stevens, sometimes when he plays, I feel like he's playing a little bit in a bubble. There's 10 guys playing, and Stevens is kind of doing his thing. He isn't necessarily reacting and interacting with the other 11 players. This is somebody who can be a decision maker and kind of say, okay, I'm doing this, and it allows other people to play off of him. Whereas I don't have trouble with Stevens' tackling. I feel like he's generally been okay in terms of tackling, but I don't feel like he's a necessarily directing traffic or initiating a play. And with Treverius, he's a little bit more of a physically gifted player, a little bit more instinctive. When you watch him play, he reminds you a lot of other Ravens players. And I think he'll fit nicely with our group. Also, they play, I think, somewhat of a similar scheme in San Francisco. He's going to be aware of what problems I think Stevens had sometimes with inside release verticals. Our team has had trouble with conflict in cover three with, the middle safety getting pulled short or playing instinctively coming up and then them running a inside vertical. It's still a vertical. It's still a straight vertical, but that inside vertical route, I think Ward will actually understand what we're trying to address with that. And that's a big deal.
Okay. So Sluggo and things like that, where like Van Jefferson beat them for the playoff game, for example, when Hamilton was very pissed at Stevens about how that play can't come down. Okay. Well, that's understandable. I don't think the weakness has only been there at right corner. I think the back shoulder has been a complete blind spot for the Ravens because Stevens doesn't find the football in the air well. So when you say he'll be better than Stevens, you're kind of setting the bar very low. Completely with you in terms of the physicality Ward brings to the table. He's got, this is really outrageous, but you see this sometimes for inside linebackers and you're really excited about it. A 116 to 27 stop to miss tackle ratio. That's over 4-1. I don't remember ever seeing one that high for a cornerback. That's an outrageously high percentage of downhill plays made relative to the number of missed tackles. And that's his career relationship between the two. Last year was 12-5, so it wasn't that great, but career 116 to 27 is ridiculously good.
So I like a few things about that. It's also his awareness. He knows how to come up to the football. Like, I feel like when we were playing our best defense 2 years ago, the strategy was we're going to guard them, leave one of the flats open. If they mess up the throw in any way, it's going to be incomplete. If he catches it, we're going to hit him real fast and drive him back. And I think he is a perfect fit for that type of scheme. I also like some of his in-play awareness. He's very good at knowing where the first down marker is. There's a play, I think, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, against the Rams, where there's a play before the half with like 55 seconds left. He makes sure to tackle the guy backwards out of bounds to keep the clock running. This guy has his head in the game, his instinct with the game in a little bit of a deeper way. And I feel like last year's performance is going to help us from a contract standpoint. But I think he really has a chance to be something we would really like to see here in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, last year, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. The year before, 3-5. The point you're making about tacklers is very important. Obviously, one of the things the Ravens really love is having guys who make a quick tackle and minimize yak. And that involves a lot of things. But being aware of where that football is coming and being able to trigger quickly downhill is a very big deal. And some corners are quite good at it, others are not, and some really don't appreciate the contact as much as Treverius obviously does in those terms. Obviously, he's great with the Chiefs a few years ago, you know, a player that the Ravens faced several times in Jackson's tenure when he was with Kansas City, but a player that always has brung the wood as a tackler.
Yeah, I also think he has very strong hands. Like, there's a number of plays I watched. I went through all of his plays from last year. I went through a couple highlight tapes just to get refamiliarized with him at a more specific level. He could punch with both hands. He's punching the football out. He's comfortable bending back in either direction to knock balls away. He has a certain game sense in terms of understanding when the ball is likely to come out. And we talk about those back shoulder throws. A lot of that is I'm on top of him. okay, now he knows I'm on top of him, so he's cutting back to the quarterback. It's kind of that vertical curl option or vertical back shoulder. He does a nice job of kind of stacking the top end of that route and then knowing that he's got it stacked, coming forward with the other arm to knock it down. There's certain things I see in that back shoulder stuff that I think is going to be a marked improvement.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I know. The Ravens, we didn't talk about the Ravens totem pole, though. How does that change with Charvarius Ward in terms of who the Ravens keep this next year?
So I think that means that Stevens is certainly gone. In terms of the totem pole, I'm assuming we're going to try to keep Marlin more in that inside position. So it's going to be it's going to be the two outside guys would be Ward and Wiggins, and then Marlin kind of back in that slot role.
Who's off the field on base packages?
On base packages? That's an interesting question. I have to think about that for a second.
Okay, so you have two cornerbacks you're going to have in the game. Are Wiggins and Marlin still your one and two guys? Or are you making Charvarius Ward the right cornerback, always opposite the X receiver in most cases, and then you have him on the field for every single down, which is what they did essentially with Stevens. He never came off the field, despite the fact that often meant that they had to make a choice between Humphrey and Wiggins.
I think that...
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That could push... I think it could push Ardarius off the field, potentially. I think it could be Charvarius, Marlin, Wiggins, and then Hamilton. I think you could see that group. I think it could depend on matchup. They could push off a linebacker, potentially, just because Charvarius is such a good tackler. He opens up a few different doors. It could be matchup by matchup.
Okay, now you also mentioned different use of Wiggins. You're talking about potential chase concepts or travel concepts where they'd be sending Wiggins on a number one receiver who is a tougher speed matchup for Ward, or what are you talking about?
Kind of like okay, that. Yeah. I think that Wiggins is a little bit more bendy and I think Wiggins is a little bit more bendy and flexible, Ward being bigger, more aircraft kind of guy. So I think that like for the AJ Browns of the world, we might be seeing, you know, Charvarius on AJ, and then Devontae Smith matchup could fall to anybody depending on where they line them up, but I'm just giving two different receivers as an example.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough. Just offhand, who fills out the bottom of the Ravens roster? So it seems like you have the Ravens top three corners, maybe even you could say four if Ardarius moves back to corner, but you have the top three set. Who are the other two on the roster they keep going forward?
I think they might like Kane. I think Kane is the other guy.
Corners, not safeties.
Sorry, I'm getting a little lost there. Ken, I don't have the answer. Okay. Hand.
So they have JAD still sitting back there in the secondary and being a guy that has had a lot of the problems that Stevens had, but it's his fourth year. And TJ Tampa is out there still. I presume that might be their two guys, but the first guy in my mind that gets kicked off isn't Tampa. It'd have to be JAD if they draft a corner, which I would expect. And then that brings the next question is they sign Ward for multiple seasons, let's say, and I don't know how many years he's going to want, but probably more than one. If they sign Ward for 3 years, how does that change your outlook on the draft at corner?
So for me, I've been very into some corners for the Ravens, and, you know, Ward suddenly opens up kind of an alternative door where they can maybe even take more risk to draft a tackle. So to me, I look at cornerback, I'm like, man, if we had one more good corner, this defense could be a really, really tough animal. So now suddenly I'm not looking at a corner again. I'm looking more at the tackle position and seeing if maybe we can address that need, which I think almost everybody agrees is our number one need. If we can get it, if there's a good one available, I think the Ravens will draft that tackle.
Right.
So it addresses the cornerback spot that they might want to address in round one. Like I've been looking at some mock drafts. I personally like Benjamin Morrison. There's some rumors that he might fall because of injury. I've seen him already out of the top 20 in certain drafts. So if he was available, he would be a guy that I would really love to grab. But I think that getting somebody in free agency could allow us to have more flexibility in that draft, so we don't have to draft that corner.
Okay, that's a really good point. So that's something that if they have that player, it would make things a lot easier. That might be true at wide receiver as well. It certainly is true at offensive tackle. The Ravens have three guys departing at offensive tackle. I think McCary is, if I had to guess, the Ravens are not going to be able to afford him, even if they really love his versatility and it works maybe better for the Ravens. I just don't think they're going to be able to afford him. I think Josh Jones is an absolute must sign if the price is right, but the price might not be right. I'm concerned about that. I think Ronnie Stanley now, if I had to judge, I'd say he's probably only about 40% likely to be a Raven in this coming season based on what we know right now.
The Stanley situation is, it's so hard to know how to deal with it. I'm sure DaCosta's having sleepless nights because he has such an injury history, and he's good when he plays. It's such a hard long-term decision. It's something where if the Ravens really like one of the tackles, it's going to make their decision. It's going to make some of their decision easier, but I'm sure he's having sleepless nights, Ken. For real, that's a really tough call.
Yeah, they've got to actually get that tackle too. And they're drafting a similar position as they were last year, and drafting 27, 28, whatever it was they drafted last year, they had to sit there on that first night of the draft and watch every freaking tackle get taken. And it was probably apparent at number five with Joe Alt that they weren't going to get a first round tackle, because he went to a team that was not necessarily expected to take a tackle. You know, the Chargers already were fairly well set at left tackle with Rashawn Slater. So it was a surprise, a somewhat surprising pick to have Joe Alt go that early. And as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, this is really bad because the teams, a whole bunch of teams in front of you, the Bengals and the Steelers and others need a tackle. And they're likely to not get one.
Yeah, I do think that there's a chance that we may look to trade up. This could be a trade up draft if they like someone to tackle. I think they could do that to get their guy. It's not something we commonly do, but I don't think it's completely out of the picture this year just because it's a high value position. If you can get that position right at a cheap level, it has a ton of surplus value. So it is something that even though people look at the charts and things like that, this is one of those times where I think it could actually happen that the Ravens do try to move up a few spots. If, let's say, they want to get up to 20, you know, 22, or try to move up five spots to get somebody if they're afraid he'll go away just because of that surplus value.
Okay, that at least is reasonable in terms of expectation of how far the Ravens might move up. And you bring up an extra interesting point, and I think you're saying it correctly. So I want to make sure other people are with us on this. The Ravens have 1,283 total JJ points available. That's the total in the draft. 680 of those are tied up in number 27 right now. By the way, they'll add a few more with some compensatory picks. Actually, no, this includes all the compensatory picks. So this is a projected number here. So with 1,283 total JJ points, they'd have to trade their entire draft to move up to number 11 in the draft. Okay. So there is no real moving up. And don't tell me about trading next year's picks. That's just, it's good money after bad, throwing stuff away kind of deal. They did it for Lamar Jackson, and it turned out to obviously be very worth it, but they really don't like doing it. They also did it for Kyle Bowler, and they really regretted the move after the fact. But anyway, if you're talking about moving up six spots and what that would cost, or to number, yeah, to number 22, it's five spots actually. That would be only 100 JJ points. So you're talking about, they'd have to be exchanging probably a third for a late fourth. So they'd be trading 91 and getting a late fourth in return, maybe even a early fifth in exchange for that. That seems like a lot of change to throw in. It would be worth it if they got the right left tackle. But to me, that's a big gamble for draft night with a lot of your value if you decide you want to do that.
No, I agree. I don't think that it would be taken lightly, but I do, like you said with Lamar, obviously Lamar turned out great, and that's somewhat not a fair example because of how great he turned out, but it is a position of great need, and it's also a high upside position. So it does fit somewhat of the profile of what the Ravens could be comfortable doing, even and considering it prudent, not considering it a reach.
Okay. All right, no, I think it's a reasonable solution, and you're being reasonable about how far they could move up to. So, Alan, outstanding here. Can you tell me how much you're willing to pay Charvarius Ward?
I think I'd be willing to pay him about somewhere between $7-8 million for 3 years. So that's 21 to 24 million for the next 3 years, something in that range.
Okay, and in terms of OTC and other places, does that seem to match what they think he'll go for?
I'm not sure if that matches what they go for, but I can't see him getting into the tens because of his age and because of his poor performance in 2023, despite what I feel about it being off the field. I don't see him getting that, you know, anything over, he got $13 million on his prior contract, just for reference.
It's very interesting. The 2024 evaluation for Ward is only $1.4 million. There's gotta be something wrong with that. No, he had a bad year. That's basically what they're saying. Well, he's in it. You brought up a really interesting one because he's a guy who could make sense for the money. I'd be looking to get him cheaper than that, though. I think I'd be trying to figure out, can you get him for 3 years for $15 million? I'm sure you'd be happy with that too if you could.
Yeah, I think it's terms of, there's always where I evaluate a player and then what his market actually is. So I kind of look at him as that type of player right now, just on age and performance. But that doesn't mean that that's where his market will be.
Okay. All right. Well, Alan, a pleasure having you on. He's a really well thought out and well researched player. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
So you can find me, FrankSports21, on Twitter, but you can also listen to my show. I have a basketball show and a football show. So the Tip Off podcast and the Kickoff podcast for football, I commonly will be tweeting on Ken's threads as well. So you can find me in those places. And Coach DC, All22's Discord.
All right. All right, other folks out there, if you'd like to be on the show, there's still time. Hit me up with your favorite free agent in this year's group, and you'll advocate him. And I'm looking for several questions, which I'll send you to be answered about this. Frank did a great job in putting the information together on Charvarius, but I want to hear from you as well. Frank, thanks, Ken, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ken. Always great.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.